Our next storyteller is Luke Tyrell. Luke was homeschooled. Need I say more? There is more. Luke was homeschooled in Central Alaska. That's Central, the town, not a geographic statement. Yeah, it's that small. He grew up in the very best of Alaskan tradition of hunting, fishing, trapping, boating, flying, and other outdoor stuff. He came to Kodiak for an elk hunt, but was sucked into flying for island air. Something about planes, trains, automobiles. This is very important. Luke is single and enjoys long walks on the beach.
All right, so planes, trains, and automobiles. I think of like a haphazard cross-country road trip. But I don't really have any experience traveling on trains, and automobiles really aren't my thing either. I failed my driver's test 3 times. It's not really my strong point, but one thing I do have a lot of experience with is traveling on airplanes. And this particular story takes place back in 1993, and I was 8. And I was not what you would call a well-behaved child, okay? I was like one of those kids where when other parents hear you're coming over, they're like, oh, Rick and Laura are coming, cool, yeah, yeah. Are they bringing that kid with them? Oh, my God. Like, I would hit every wall in the house in a 10-minute visit at least once. And my little brother was even worse. But he was only 1, so it was okay. So at that time, it was my little brother was 1, my little brother was 10, and I was 8. And my parents decided that we were going to fly our family-owned Cessna 170 to Colorado. Yeah. Pretty bold, right? So we were all allowed to bring, like, you know, a toothbrush and 1 change of clothes. And that was it. And they gave us our own garbage bag to put them in. So, and Dad built us, like, you know, a special seat in the back. He took out all the regular seats and he built, like, a hammock seat, you know. And so all the areas, you know, under the regular seat that was normally taken up by seat, you could put your clothes there, you know. And then we could all kind of sit bench seat there. So I would sit there, then my little brother would sit between us, and Jake would sit over here. So we headed off for Canada. You know, and I remember thinking, you know, I was talking a lot with my brother. We'd talk to our mom, like, so we're going to a foreign country, right? Canada? She's like, yeah, it's a foreign country, you know? Like, I wonder what it's going to be like. It's going to be so different. It's another country. So we got there, you know, White Horse. Pretty cool. My parents were setting up camp, you know, from the tent up or whatever. Me and my brothers are running around in the ditch and stuff, outside of the poor country. So, like, Mom, come look, quick. She's like, what? She's like, oh, what happened? She comes over, look, a Canadian frog. It's so much different than an American frog. So we continued our trip. We had this little toy. The one toy we got in the plane was, I still remember, it was in the shape of a B-2 bomber. Which is funny, because I think in those days a B-2 bomber was still supposed to be a secret. But it opened up, and there was like all these little runways in it and all these toy planes. We were like, whoosh, you know, playing around. But we were only allowed to play with it after the plane took off and we were in cruise, you know. I don't know why, but that was the rule. And I remember one time we were like, hey, we really want to play with that. They'll never know if we take it out a little sooner. They're looking the other way. You know? So we took it out, we started playing with it. Of course they saw us, you know. So we got our B2 privileges taken away for the rest of the flight. We don't have to play with that anymore. And then as we got closer to the States, I remember that we seriously noticed that sunsets happened really fast. When you're an Alaskan kid, you know, sunsets are like a 2-hour ordeal. Yeah. You know, if you land right before sunset, you're like, yeah, it's gonna get dark pretty soon. We got tons of time. But there would be like, holy smoke, just dark right now. So everything went pretty well. We're getting pretty close, I mean, as I recall. So we're coming over the Rockies at 12,000 feet. And I remember sitting in the back seat, we're hanging out back there. I kind of see, you know, you can kind of have the airport in sight, Grand Junction, Colorado. We're coming in. And you can kind of see, like, the stress melt off of Dad. He's like, oh, we're going to make it. So he starts descending in. Then all of a sudden, he looks over at Mom and goes, oh no, I feel euphoric. Are my lips turning blue? I think I'm getting hypoxia. What's going on? About that time, my little brother Wesley decided it'd be a great time to crap his pants. So I'm like, oh my God, he's coming all over me. And also, when I was a kid, I would get airsick every single flight. Like every flight. So then I figured that I'd throw up right then. It was a great time to throw up. So I threw up, and I wasn't that great at getting it in the bag. You know, so it's a half out of the bag, half of the bag. And then he's pooping, I'm puking everywhere. You know, there's bodily functions going all over the place. Pretty soon he figured out it wasn't hypoxia. He just had a stress-free moment. We took care of that. So then we land, and you know, the little, it's not like Alaska where you land and like you gotta, you know, pump your own gas and stuff. Like when you land there, like some like nice looking girl comes driving over in a go-kart. Oh, can we help you? You know? Dad opens the door, we can fall out. Oh! All kinds of stuff everywhere. She's like, ew. Where are you from? So anyways, we made it there, you know. And on the way home, they decided that they would buy us each a Game Boy, you know, so we could sit back there. All I really remember about the way home was playing Tetris. But anyway, I thought that was pretty bold of them, and thanks to all those parents out there who take their kids traveling with them on planes, trains, and automobiles.